Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio. Another thrilling episode every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Get on board, 516-666-9990. Let's talk about what you want. Coast to coast, better than most. That's what I got to say. Let me first get these little infos out of the way here. We got a shout out to the crew down in Berkshire Hathaway, Linda Peaches Herman, Pam Wonder Woman Edgington, serving the Edgington team. Berkshire Hathaway Real Estate Needs, Manatee and Sarasota County, call these two dynamics. They will swim, fly, do whatever you want to get to sail. Well, almost anything you want to get to sail. No doubt. Seen them too in action. Say no more. Give them a call. And to the legendary coffee club in Bradenton. Shout, shout, shout it on out. All right. Well, we had an exhibition game Friday. Steelers, Giants. What do you think? Give me a call. TJ Watt, what do you think? Real deal? Hard to tell? Going to be? Want to be? What? Give me a call. Pirates? They're up, down, they are what they are. Five games out, four games out. Win one, lose two. Win three, lose one, two. Like I told you before, I would get rid of Polanco in a hiccup. I think he's overrated. I think he's a bust, and I think he's a bum. The guy's always hurt. Useless. Getting back to the Steelers, what'd you think of Dobbs? A couple interceptions at the beginning. After that, it was so-so and didn't look too rattled, but it's only exhibition. First game, we'll see. No big deal. We got running back, Le'Veon Bell still out. I don't get that. He got to be in here pretty soon. How about the defense? Didn't look too bad. They got a couple guys on that defense. It's Hinton, free agent. Looks pretty good. Looks damn good. Moats had a hell of a heck of a game. And the starters, they played like three or four plays. I don't know. It's a Hargrave and Hayward and Tua. But, yeah, what'd you think? Give me an overall picture of what you think. Thought. I think Ezekiel Elliott down in Dallas suspended six games. Yeah, don't surprise me. Do not surprise me. Everybody was worried about Steelers drafting all these guys. I think the Steelers drafted some character guys. That's what they wanted to do. They didn't want everybody getting in trouble. Sick of that. T.J. Watt, Cameron Sutton. Juju, Schuster-Smith, that kid's going to be tough. I'm telling you, he's going to be good. I see it. I see it. Kid's another Hines Ward. He will plant your dumb rear end right in the ground if he gets a chance, believe me. And he'll catch the ball in a crowd. Martavis Bryant's back, bigger than ever, faster. They got to get Bell. It all depends on Ben. He got to have a good year. He can't be throwing interceptions, man. He got to have a good year. Everybody stays healthy. I think they can go. But give me a call. 516-666-9990. What do you want to talk about? Buccaneers. My theory on the Pirates has been all wrong. All along, they are what they are. They're a 500 or below team. Nothing special about them. They had a chance to pick up a few guys. They didn't. They still have a chance to pick up Phillips. I'd pick up Brandon Phillips in a minute. But knowing this guy, he won't. He ain't going to pick nobody up. The only thing he's going to pick up is a big paycheck at the end of the year. Stick it in Seven Springs. That's his deal. But other than that, I don't think I like his Bell kid. I think that kid's going to be a star. 20 home runs, 50-some RBIs. He's going to end up with probably 25 home runs, I wouldn't doubt. Maybe a little more, maybe more. Close to 70 RBIs, 80. That's pretty good for a rookie. The average got him maybe 250. That's pretty damn good for him. I look for big things from that kid. I like that kid. Better than Pedro. See, Walker went to Milwaukee. Mets traded him. He had two hits, helped win the game last night for Milwaukee. I'm sure he'll do the same when the Pirates come. But Floyd still ain't in. He's still. If you're wondering about Floyd, he's not here yet. He's always late. 8-10 minutes late, 5, whatever. Sick of it. He got a little honked off last week because that prank caller called. Stormed out of here, ready to swing. He's so goddamn mad. He was spitting chiclets. I had to cool him off. Threw cold water on him when he left. That's probably why he got pissed. But he told me he was coming, so we'll see. And if you hear any tapping in the background, we're remodeling the studio. We're moving up. Studio has to be remodeled for us, for our needs. Because if you want to go national, you got to have a nice studio. And we're thinking about, no, we're not thinking, we're going national. This show is going. So, if you want to give me a call and talk about anything, give it right now. 516-666-9990. Buzz it. Back to the Steelers. Hope they're injury-free today. They had practice about 3 o'clock. I don't know what happened, but they had practice. We'll see. I'll look on the Internet and see if anybody got hurt. Hopefully they didn't. And go from there. But like I said, if you hear anything in the background, we're remodeling the studio and putting new paneling up. And there he is. Hey.
What's up?
Where you been?
My guys were calling late. Big traffic jam on the highway.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you something. One more time late, you're done. And I'm telling you the truth, you're done.
Why? That's not fun. Goddamn paying enough. You expect me to work all these hours and don't get paid for nothing?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you pay. I'm gonna crack you in the goddamn jaw.
What's all the noise? What's all the racket? What's going on?
We're remodeling.
For what?
Going national. Told you, studio got to get bigger. Studio has to get bigger. The studio got to improve. If we're going national. I got so many calls, I might hire another guy.
Well, I'm hard enough. I'm going with him. Go, what the heck? How am I going to hear when I put all this racket going on?
Do like I do. Power through it, pal. Now, let's get to this phone call. We got a phone call here. What's going on? Hey, you're on the radio with Gauze. What's going on there? Murph.
Hey, brother love. How you doing?
Good. Excuse the old rocket here. We're in the studio.
What the hell is going on here? You got Liz working.
Yeah, well, we're remodeling the whole goddamn studio. We're going to really widen it. You can put some more computers in and, speakers.
Wow, that sounds like something Floyd ought to be helping with. You know, he's complaining about a little bit of money. Maybe that's have him put him to work a little bit. He can earn a little cash there, too.
I know enough around here, Marv. I'm not working no goddamn hammer.
Yeah. You what he said?
I heard him.
He
I heard
enough
him.
Around
he's whining. Hey, he wants more cash. He's got to contribute a little more. That's all I can figure.
My job description ain't going to have a hammer in my hand. I'm not hammering nails, so that's it.
Well, I don't know. I think I saw it. It said, I think I read his job description one time, and I think it said, and other things. Or as necessary.
You know what? I got to look over that contract. Seriously.
Yeah, you better look at it.
I got to look over.
I bet you in the fine print it has plus other deep duties.
I looked it over. It doesn't say that. I can tell you that right now. I never signed it.
Well, I'll look it over. We'll see. I'll send it down tomorrow and see what he says.
Oh, yeah. I'll have my daughter look at it. Hey,
yep.
Steelers didn't look too bad the other night.
How about that squad? He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Who's this? I didn't hear that with the hammer going.
T.J. Watt. He looked pretty good.
He was all over the place. What, did he have a couple sacks and a couple of losses?
Yeah, about eight tackles, sacks.
Yeah, he was all over the place. I'll tell you what, he's the real deal. What's going on with Connor?
Hey, you happen to get that stuff? What's that?
What's going on with Connor? Is he still hurt, or they just hold him out?
Yeah, he's supposed to play this week.
Oh, he's supposed to play this week. Good.
Yeah.
Good. The quarterback didn't look too bad either. You can tell he's a little jittery, but you know he's.
You mean Dobbs?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Huh? Yeah, Dobbs. Yeah, yeah. I think he looked pretty. Yeah. For the most part, I think he looked pretty good. He's gonna learn his reads. That's all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we got a lot of action going on here, as you can hear.
Jesus, look, what do you got? A whole crew going or what?
Yeah, we got. What's going on here is we got a.
I can't hear nothing with all the hammering.
You're not supposed to hear anything. Get the switchboard. We got calls coming in. Shut up. Yeah, we got it. We're expanding here, Murph.
You got Liz hammering, cutting. You got a broom tied to her butt. She's sweeping the floor too. I'm telling you what, that's a.
Well, when you got somebody lazy like I got here working for me, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I heard you were saying in your introduction that Walker got traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, got traded to Milwaukee.
Well, he was on
a couple of hits last night, won the game.
Really? He was on a DL for a little while for him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on a DL for the Mets for a while, but is back again?
Yep. He must be healthy because they traded him, so Pirates don't want him.
That's the problem with him. I think long term he's going to have to continue that back issue.
Yeah.
How's he back? I hope he does well.
Hey, I want to ask you, did you get that mug?
No. No, I didn't get anything.
Oh, you did?
No.
Oh. Okay, it should be coming.
No, I didn't get anything. Had a good birthday, though, buddy.
Should be coming. Everybody
wants
to say happy birthday to Marv. It was his birthday. What was it, yesterday, Marv, or today?
Yesterday.
36.
I was 66.
He was 36 yesterday.
36, that's right. Yeah, 36 again.
Hey, did I see you down in Charlottesville, Virginia, just on TV?
No, it wasn't me. I was going to ask you. I see your boys got a little excited down there, huh?
Yeah, I wish I was down there.
About 30 like years David ago. Duke said. I just like what David Duke said.
Oh, I loved it.
Finally, somebody said it.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep.
Hey, you were the reason why you got elected, Trump.
It's exactly true.
Yeah, I know it is.
Exactly
it is. Finally, somebody said it. And now he's backpedaling like crazy. You know, hey.
I know.
This whole campaign incited all this.
Sure. That's what he wanted.
He brought back it's okay to hate again. Forget about this. Get
the Roosters come home to roost.
That's right. I hope they do, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's
now he's got the far right neo-Nazis mad at him, too. Hell, they're liable to shoot him.
Hey, he's going to have Russia pissed off at him, too, here pretty soon.
What's our boy in North Korea doing?
Oh, tomorrow. He's launching, he said, tomorrow. So it could be the end of the world tomorrow. So.
Whining.
He's launching 4 missiles at Guam, he said.
He is. What's Floyd say about that? He's got property over in Guam, doesn't he?
He said he's nuking them.
Doesn't Floyd have property in Guam?
Floyd?
Boy,
hey, Floyd, you got property in Guam? You talking about Floyd? This Floyd?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that.
Why he's Yeah, he's divested, man. He's all over the place.
That's not true, Murph. Not true.
That's not what I hear.
Well, Murph said it's
Peaches
true, so it must
that.
Be.
Peaches told me that.
I don't
she's
have any
real
property.
Estate.
I don't have nothing.
I
don't
know.
I own any
told
property?
Me
I'm on the page here.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you're making minimum wage here. That's about all you're worth.
Why
don't you grab a hammer in there
up.
And help them people in there?
I had Peaches looking up. She's a realtor.
Yeah. Well.
She says four
times. It's hard to hear, but we're gonna battle through here. We got Dustin on the line here.
Oh, you better talk to him. That poor boy hadn't called in for a while. He finally got a hold. Let the strippers get out of the way, huh?
Well, he may be in between strippers here. I don't know. He's on the line.
All right. All right. Well, you tell him I
let me get him.
Low. All right, brother.
All right.
Have a good one. See you, Floyd.
Right. Goes Murph. And we got Dustin.
How's
we got
going?
Dustin from Davin.
How's it going?
What's up, Dustin?
I want to say a shout out and happy belated birthday to Merv. Happy 36th, buddy. And I thought that was pretty funny when Floyd asked if Merv had property and if Floyd asked about the property in Guam. That was pretty funny.
Listen, how can I have property in Guam? I'm only making minimum wage. This guy ain't gonna pay nothing.
Well, I mean, I feel like the property in Guam might be going down with all the things that are going down there. But so yeah, we're going back to the Neil Walker thing. Pretty crazy. He'll be back in the division, you know, playing. He'll be playing against
hey,
the Pirates.
I got a guest here wants to say something to you.
Sure.
Hey, how you doing, Dustin?
Hey.
It's your cousin.
What's going on?
Cousin Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
How you been?
Been all right. What's going on with you? Anything fun, exciting?
Just tearing up some floor.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
How's Florida living?
Good, yeah. It's going pretty good so far. You know, I'm working at the Omni and I'm working at Public, so it's keeping me busy, put it that way.
That's good. Those Florida strippers sure are better than the Pennsylvania strippers up here, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. In Florida, that's the way to go.
Hey, I heard you're getting a tattoo pretty soon. You got one already? Right across your chest.
I don't have one now, but yeah, Uncle. You know, maybe.
Your favorite stripper's name right across your chest, so she gives you discounts. It's like a barcode.
that would be funny. Yeah, that'd be a good one to get, you know, right across your chest.
All right, good talking to you.
You too.
Well, that's little Joe doing
little
some work
Joe.
For me out here. Yep.
Yeah, I hear the hammer's going, and it sounds
well,
like a good
time. Well,
we
got to expand the studio here. We're getting bigger. We're going national. I got so
that's
many people.
Good.
I got that. Yeah, well, I can get that fluid off his ass and do a little work around here. Be all right, you know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine. All right. I get Dustin here on. He's from Florida. He's called Merv and Dustin from Florida. Well, what do you think of the Steelers, Dust? What's give me the? Did you see the game at all? Or? Did you watch it that
night? I didn't see the game. I did get to see the stats. I saw that JJ Watt's brother, TJ, did some nice things. He had a good game. So that's exciting, you know, something on defense. Bell's still not signed. I mean, you know, it's week one. It was preseason game one, so, you know, starters aren't going to play much. Just get through preseason uninjured, and they'll be ready to rumble. Because you know every year they've improved. They went from beating Cincinnati in the playoffs that one year to lose. You know the same year they lost to Denver, and then this past season they went all the way to the AFC Championship game. So I feel like you know, they'll be fine. They'll be right in it. Just got to stay healthy. That's all they need.
How about the Buccos? Any thoughts?
I feel like, I mean, they're still hanging in there, but Toronto, that series versus Toronto didn't go well. But I hope they could just stay around for a little. And, I mean, maybe, I don't think they'll get in, but just kind of keep it down to the wire, you know, maybe. I doubt they'll get in. I feel like St. Louis has a better shot, you know, at actually getting in. Because that division's so close. They're only, what, 3 or 4 games out? So just
right.
keep it close, I guess. Because if they got in, I don't see them going anywhere. But hopefully just play competitive baseball. I saw the Indians on Friday. That was good. They won. They had a good outing. Got to see a home run. And they won four. They beat the Rays 4-0 on Friday night. That was pretty cool.
Neil Walker got traded from the Mets to Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. He'll be back in the division, you know. He'll be playing against the Pirates. We'll see. I mean, I feel like he does well against them.
How about Bryce Harper, who come down on that base, he banged his knee. They thought he tore his ACL, MCL, and he'd be out for a while, but...
I watched the
play. Yeah, an MRI is sitting only in a bruised knee. Lucky for them.
The hell if they lose him, their season's over. They it's just like they're another team that, I mean, it's kind of all the Washington teams, like the Capitals and the Nationals. It's always win regular season, playoff, where they found. So I mean. Mm-hmm. Hell, they need him. If they lose him, forget it.
Well, I got a feeling that, as Scott Boras said, you know, his agent, we can't play on wet fields. What, are you kidding me? The bases were wet. That's why he hurt his knee. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Everybody playing a dome? Everybody playing a dome?
Yeah, no, that's... It's, it was unfortunate. I saw he was trying to beat it out. It just went right over the base instead of, like, you know, hitting the base. It's just a freak play. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, you don't want to see anyone get hurt, but freak play.
Yeah.
Things happen, you know. If anything, shorten the damn season.
Yep. Things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all kind of racket going on. God damn. Put an addition on. Yeah, we got the speakers going up. We got about 15 extra speakers, and I got some computers going in here and switchboards. And when you go national, you got to do this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to do
sounds
it.
Like, sounds like you got a band, you know, performing in your live in the studio. Some drum set.
Exactly. They're bing, 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 bing. Yep.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yep. Well, you've got a couple dates, I'm sure, lined up for the weekend. So who you got? Starlit and Starlight and who else down there? A couple of strippers down with.
Starlight.
What's that girl's name you got tattooed on your chest? Sparkles.
Sparkles. Oh,
yeah. Sparkles. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of creative names I can get.
I'm sure Merv can come up with a few.
Oh, I'm sure. I should get an ass square.
I'm sure of that.
Oh, sure.
Well, listen, Dust, I can't really hear you because there's all this racket going on.
Well, it was good talking to you. I was glad I was able to call in. I've been, you know, working a lot, so I haven't been able to call in, but it was definitely good to call in and rejoin the show.
Well, you're good. You're working like a fool down there, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Two jobs? A strip joint? You get working in that strip joint, too?
No, not No.
Oh,
no,
that's
right.
You're
just two normal jobs.
Well, you tell Sparkles I said hi and keep Sprinkles on the side there.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you. There goes Dustin from Davenport. Yeah, that dang Dustin, I'll tell you what. Guy's a popular guy down there in Davenport. Got all them women down there. Oh, we got a phone call here. What's going on in there? Another phone call here. Yo, Merv, back. What's up?
Well, I just listened to Dustin. I heard he did get a tattoo on his chest. It says, sit here.
What's that?
It's a tattoo on Dustin's chest. It says, sit here.
Are you listening, Dustin? That's
I
a good one.
He's got all those, strippers going on down there in Davenport. I'll tell you what, that's all right.
Oh.
Hey,
yeah.
Young boy, you know. That's like the old bull and young bull, you know. We're the old bull now.
We're in the pen, so to speak.
Yeah, we're in the pen, all right. And Dustin, he's gonna wear himself out working those two jobs.
Well, he don't seem to mind that he's been at it. You know him.
Well,
you know him. I know.
Chip off the old block, huh?
Yep. I don't know. I don't. I guess he likes it so. You know, what can I tell them? I can tell you, you can lead them to the strippers, but you can't make them, date them. You know?
That's right. I understand Floyd has a room down at the Edison. Is that true? Ask him.
Hey, Floyd, Mercer, you got a room down at the Edison.
Yeah, so what? I can date a few strippers.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
See? And he's whining. Now you know where all his money's going.
I got that one guy going on there. Her name's Pussy Galore.
That's what they call her. Pussy Galore, yeah.
There you go. Well, tell Floyd now I know where all his money's going.
Hey, Floyd, I'm not going to give you a raise because I know where your money's going.
Yeah, so what? I can do anything I want with my money, so what? Big deal.
Well, we're trying,
big deal.
You know, keep his money down.
I'm not like you,
boy,
right?
Too much
I don't have no wife hammering my ear.
Yeah, you know, you got a point there, Mo.
Well, he does, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, start paying him in one so he didn't have to go to the bank.
Tell you what, this may be his last day because I'm tired of coming in late crap. I can't have
it. He'll be all right. He'll be moving down here, moving in with Dustin.
Why don't you go down to Florida with Dustin? Would.
Well, I don't want to take all those women off him. If I go down there, he won't have any bronze.
He's got a point there. I don't know, but
yep. Well, I'll let you go. Your time's about up there, brother. You need to close up.
Well, I got about a minute left, yeah. And
too bad your buddy from North Carolina didn't call you.
No, I guess he chased him away. Maybe he got arrested.
Well, Floyd popped his chest out. That really got him ticked off. So, you know, he scared him away, I think.
I think that guy from North Carolina is probably in jail from Sunday, Saturday.
He probably was. Probably was.
Yep.
All right, brother, I'll let you go.
All right, there's Murph from Florida. There he goes. All righty. Yeah, we got about 40 seconds left. We had another boom, bang, boom show. And every Monday, 5:30 to 6, bring it on. It never ends. It's fun. Probably next week we'll have the studio all fixed up. We won't have this racket. Everybody can call in. And I have Floyd. You better be here on time next week.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll be here. I ain't worried about it because if you're not, you're gone. I'll be here. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, out.